This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You, Gavin, had some drama in your house, right, the other night?
Oh my God, yes I did.
And he, like, quickly jumped into superhero mode, which is super hot.
My wife and I are laying in bed, okay? We're sleeping. My wife wakes me up in the middle of the night, which never happens. My wife is a very, very difficult sleeper. It's hard for her to fall asleep, and then when she falls asleep, nothing better wake her up, or she cannot go back to sleep if she's done. So for her to wake me up in the middle of the night, something's wrong.
Big
it's
deal.
A big deal. Someone's in the room, probably a kid, peed on his bed. Okay?
Got it. Tells you that happens a lot.
But she hits me, and she goes, I think there's someone in the house, which is a phrase you do not want to hear when you're not really
you
awake.
You don't want to wake up to that. Sure.
Yeah. And I, like I said, ripped off the mask.
Took a mask.
Okay.
Off.
Yeah. And I sat up and I said, like, that'll wake you up sober, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, what did you say? And she goes, it sounds like there's somebody in the house. Like, and I said, like, it's probably one of the kids, like,
right,
going to the
yeah.
bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, are you saying that because you hear somebody in the hall? It's probably somebody in the bathroom. So I said, it's probably one of the kids. And she goes, it sounds like it's a heavier footstep than the kids. She
oh, goes, my God.
And I can't fault her for that. Like, a parent knows what it sounds like
totally.
When your kid's walking around the hall.
Yeah.
And so then.
Oh, my God, that gives me chills, Gavin.
So then I sit in bed and I go, okay, all right. Now I'm starting to panic a little bit and worry, but I'm trying not to show it. And I go, hold on. And we're just sitting there in silence. We turn the baby monitor off and we're just sitting there in silence, like listening for it. And then I hear it too.
Oh no.
Okay. I mean, I'm the man, right? So like
yeah,
I have to do something.
Right.
Oh my God. Okay. Continue.
So, according to Orphan, sexy hero.
Sorry. Superman. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't believe in guns. We don't have guns in my house. Like I think guns are awful. So I don't have that in my room. But what I do have though is I have, and I've had it for years now, a screwdriver that is technically a screwdriver, but it looks like a shiv that somebody killed a prisoner with.
Okay.
It's like real long real thick at the bottom for some reason.
Okay.
Like, I guess it's for like heavy torquing.
But if it's a long one, then it is for heavy torquing.
Okay. So then that's what it is, but it's not skinny. It's very thick. So
okay.
It is essentially a metal spike
okay.
that I can hold in my arm.
Okay.
Wow. So I have that. I get that out, and then I go creeping outside my bedroom.
Okay.
Now, have you ever, well, you're the wife. You've never had to investigate a sound in the middle of the night, right?
No, but sadly, I feel like I'd be the one that I would be expected to do it.
That might be true.
Yeah.
And Orphan, you live alone.
Right.
So you have to be the one.
I'm the one.
Or do you just curl up in bed and just say like,
put the sheets over your face and hope it all goes away.
Just get it over with.
Sometimes I do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
So when you reach for the handle, like for some reason, when you're in the bedroom, everything's still somewhat safe. You could chalk it up to ignorance is bliss. You know, we could be out there being robbed, but like in the bedroom, I can still chalk it up to like, I don't hear anything.
Right.
So I'm reaching for the handle and I open the door and then like, I don't like throw it open dramatically.
No, you don't want him to hear you.
But I do creep it open just like a little bit to like look out in the hall.
Take
and
a
our
peek.
Our hallway is like ominously dark. Like, because the way that our bedroom is, or our upstairs is fashioned, all the kids have their bedrooms in like one section, and then there's this long windowless hallway that leads back to our bedroom.
Got it.
So we actually had to put nightlights in that hallway for the kids.
Oh, sure.
So it's dimly lit. It's creepy. It looks like Ebenezer Scrooge's house in like A Christmas Carol. And I don't see anything. So now I open it up and I've got my my shiv and I'm like creeping around the house.
Okay, and are you still hearing something?
No, now I'm hearing nothing.
Okay, because now he's being still.
And like usually at that point you're hoping that it's the cat or like,
yes,
you know what
course.
I mean? And I see the cat asleep on the floor and I'm like, son of a bitch. So then I look downstairs and we always leave like just a like one dim light on downstairs. And I'm like just looking to see if I see like a shadow across the floor or something.
Okay.
I see nothing. I go downstairs and I literally have it like cocked and ready to like stab somebody in the side of the head.
Sure. You're on the battleground now.
Yeah. And I'm walking around downstairs and don't see anything. Nobody's there. So then I'm coming back up and I'm like, I mean, I heard it. Like I'm thinking to myself as I'm going back.
I heard something.
I heard something. And Stacey heard something and it woke her up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Loud enough to wake her up.
Yeah. And then just as I was about to go back into the room, we have a vent right above us. The heat kicked on. And I guess we have dirty air filters. Like they need to be changed because it sucked the air filter up and it made this thump. And it like reverbed down the whole hallway and it scared me. But then I was, because it happened right above my head. I went,
ah! Like, oh my God, that. Your poor wife is just hearing just a tiny echo of you go, ah!
Yeah, while she hears another thump. So I open the door and I go, we got to just change our air filters, guys. It's just mine.
You are a hero.